former UFC stars making their way to one championship, and that's happening on Sunday. It's huge. Eddie Alvarez making his debut. Demetrius Johnson, we talked about him earlier, the best flyweight ever. I mean, the guy, pound for the longest time, was the best fighter in the UFC. Got traded to one championship, and he's debuting this Sunday in Tokyo. Is it Tokyo?
Yep.
So
I'm pretty sure.
I know that they go on. I believe they'll be fighting around 6 a.m. our time. That's when their fights start.
And I love it, and I hate it. It's, you know, they're sticking to their guns, how Conor's sticking to his guns. They're saying they want the true martial artist. They're going to air it on their time. You know, I saw a stat from Nielsen, and Forbes put it out. They quoted Nielsen that they average 11 million viewers per event.
That's crazy.
That obviously makes sense with the ratio of people out there. Very excited for one to see what they can do. The coolest part of this is that I think Demetrius Johnson, he's like three fights away from the main event. And I'm like, whoa, yeah. Wait a second. You guys made this like amazing trade. He's like, Rogan touts him as like one of the best mixed martial artists in history. And he's three fights away. It shows me, is this one's ego saying, wait a second, our fighters are better? Or are they saying, no, we've built something. We're going to stick to our guns. We're going to do it our way. Come play with us or don't. We don't want the brash talkers. We want the true martial artists. So I got to see what the six fighters after Demetrius Johnson, I want to see what they're bringing to the table.
Well, let me put it this way. Ben Askren. Mm-hmm. Right, came from one championship. Where did he sit on the UFC pay-per-view event versus Robbie Lawler?
What was that? The third to last fight. Yeah.
Third to last fight. That's good, but he wasn't the main event. He's undefeated. Guy's been a champion a couple league divisions, a couple league promotions.
A lot of people hold the UFC champion as the pinnacle, and Demetrius with
just,
all those
just belts. Just saying. Okay. And now you're taking these guys from, like, Askren at least is, you know, American, you understand him, you know, easier to placate the UFC audience. You're taking these two guys that I don't know if the Japanese crowd knows Demetrius Johnson, knows Eddie Alvarez.
That's fair.
They're trying to bring in and create that promotion that goes across the world, goes global. So Demetrius Johnson coming in is almost the same thing as like a Korean Zombie coming in. Like, do we all know and respect Korean Zombie the way that, you know, his hometown respects him? Wow. You know, what other Asian fighters are we talking about? Like, we had Amir Khan on the other day, and we're talking about, you know, Asians and potentially an Indian, fighter wrapping around the UFC belt around their waist. Like, what that would mean to the Indian culture, the Asian, you know, Asian people, what that would mean to them. And it just would be, it would go through the roof. The level of intensity, the level of respect in what that, but to us, we don't even know these guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the thing is, to the American audience, like, I watched that British card, that London card not too long ago, and I was just like, I just don't know a lot of these fighters. The Nashville card I was a little bit more into because I understood a lot more of the fighters that were on there. A lot of the fights that cater to their specific hometown, we buy into the local fighters because we are more familiar with them. Japan doesn't know Eddie Alvarez and Demetrius Johnson the way that we do.
It's fair. It's very fair. I mean, it makes sense, man. The six fighters that are after Demetrius have probably been in commercials already for that audience.
Sure.
Probably been on the Wheaties box of Japan, have been on billboards, rocking all the advertisements. What I want is, you know, I like Eddie Alvarez more than Demetrius, but he might be on the back end of his prime fighting career.
Right.
Demetrius Johnson, you need to rattle off every single win for the next 2 years, show the UFC they made a mistake, and then you can help the league and you can help the flyweights maybe if they need to jump over there. But Demetrius Johnson needs to win, because when we see these fighters jump to Bellator, we kind of see like, oh, this guy beat Benson Henderson. Oh, this guy almost beat Gegard Mousasi. Oh, maybe the Bellator's talent isn't that bad. For this case, I don't want a one championship fighter to beat Demetrius Johnson, because he's just going to stay over there.
You know,
that audience is going to love him, who beat Demetrius. But for the American, the UFC guys to get into, Demetrius Johnson needs to rattle off wins, and they need to be pissed off that the UFC traded him.
You don't think that they're going to take that fighter and potentially bring him over to, like, the UFC is going to gulp somebody up? Like, hey, you beat Demetrius Johnson.
I think they're going to buy the whole league. I think that'd be smart.
That'd be fantastic.
They're breaking ground over there with training facilities. I mean, God, if they can get to 50 million, oh my gosh.
Dude, the UFC has a lot of money. That would be a great move, and you just
took over.
You made this sport as global as it possibly could possibly be bigger than soccer
at that point.
Yeah.
If the UFC is in Asia, then the next step is Africa, and
11 million is a lot. A lot. So yeah. I mean, you have to think of if you're going to take $11 million of an audience, you have to pay a pretty penny for that.
Yeah. So, well, that's good. That's good for one because they're sticking to their guns. They're kind of making a whole organization like Conor. They're like, we're going to run it our way. It's funny. Ben Askren, like the ONE Championship's all about the true martial artist and the humble fighter. Ben Askren comes to UFC starting so much
shit. Yeah.
He's probably like, yes, he's like, I'm respectful, I'm humble, and then he gets to the UFC and goes, fuck you.
Well, because he couldn't do that over there. Yeah. He couldn't do it over there.
It shows you how it was run. He was so quiet, he didn't blow up till Rogan's podcast.
Right. No, you're right. It's very interesting. We'll see. And listen, those are not the only two fires they have. They have Vitor Belfort.
Ooh.
They have Sage Northcutt.
Ooh.
You know? So
Misha Tate, Rich Franklin are running the job. I think in the long run,
Franklin's been out there for a few years now.
Yeah, and he started like a Warrior Championship Series through ONE. I think they might be better businessmen than Dana White at the end because they're the fighter. They know what they've been through. They can kind of level with them.
Right, right.
You never know the height that ONE can go, man. Honestly, it's very fun. And it's on TNT.
Oh, which is great.
Bleacher Report.
And again, that just shows how the power that MMA has these days. You know, TNT is taking charge. They're getting involved in it. ESPN didn't just settle for UFC. They brought in PFL.
Good point.
You know, Bellator with the DAZN stuff and the Paramount Network. You know, there's all these other. Triton is a local one on the East Coast in Long Island, I believe it is.
Yes, sir.
So I mean, there's all these promotions that are trying to crack through. It's nice to see that other networks are acknowledging what they can do. And exactly.
So it's amazing, man. It's like there's a hunger for MMA. The fact that ESPN brought in PFL, they're going to have their Thursday night slot, and they're going to have Saturdays for UFC. It's fucking awesome.
If only they could do that closer to home.